"Let's let the children go off by themselves," suggested Mr. Arable. "The fair only comes once a year." Mr. Arable gave Fern 2 quarters and 2 dimes. He gave Avery 5 dimes and 4 nickels. "Now run along," he said. "And remember, the money has to last all day. Don't spend it all the first few minutes. And be back here at the truck at noontime so we can all have lunch together. And don't eat a lot of stuff that's going to make you sick to your stomachs." "And if you go in those swings," said Mrs. Arable, "you hang on tight. You hang on very tight. Hear me?" "And don't get lost," said Mrs. Zuckerman. "And don't get dirty." "Don't get overheated," said their mother. "Watch out for pickpockets," cautioned their father. "And don't cross the racetrack when the horses are coming," cried Mrs. Zuckerman. The children grabbed each other by the hand and danced off in the direction of the merry-go-round, toward the wonderful music and the wonderful adventure and the wonderful excitement, into the wonderful midway, where there would be no parents to guard them and guide them, and where they could be happy and free and do as they pleased. Mrs. Arable stood quietly and watched them go. Then she sighed. Then she blew her nose. "Do you really think it's all right?" she asked. "Well, they've got to grow up sometime," said Mr. Arable, "and a fair is a good place to start, I guess."